Hello and welcome to this Meetings Today podcast. I'm Tyler Davidson, Vice President and Chief Content Director for Meetings Today, and really pleased to be joining us with industry legend today, Christine Shimasaki, also known as Shimo. Thanks for joining us, Shimo. And some big news on the Shimo front, huh?
Well, Tyler, thank you very, very much. And you know, when you introduce me like that, it just makes me feel so old. So would you stop that?
I'm catching up with you, I think. I'm there myself, actually. Big news. You announced your retirement recently after, I hate to go down this road again, but after how many years in the industry?
It was funny, Tyler, that I actually never knew that it would be such a round number when I decided to retire. But it actually, and I don't know if it's coincidentally, but it is 40 years. So I figured, you know, after 40 years, it's time to do the move on step.
And do you have any plans, or what are you going to do on day one?
On day one, I'll probably go out to the golf course and practice my swing. I mean, I think that's one of the best things that I could do on day one of my retirement.
And then any plans after that? Any long-term plans, travel, or anything like that?
Well, you know, Tyler, the way that I'm looking at retirement is really sort of the, not the end of anything, but actually the beginning of some new experiences. And there's been a couple of things that I've always really wanted to get involved in and never really had the bandwidth to do it. And, you know, I am throughout my career have been sort of an all or nothing kind of a person. So once I get immersed into something, it's, you know, full steam ahead. So one of those is, you know, I've talked about this National Disaster Search Dog Foundation that is located in Southern California. And they do an amazing work in rescuing dogs and to train them and connect them with a first responder to actually rescue people. So, you know, that was just something that myself and my partner Nanette and I really always wanted to do together. And so we feel that we could really help the foundation by bringing donors together around the training of a dog, and then maybe, you know, create some following and some engagement so that we can also raise more funds to train more dogs. So that's how one of the projects that I'm looking forward to getting involved in.
And if people are curious, where can they find out more information about that organization?
You know, they can just search National Disaster Search Dog Foundation.
Great. Sounds like a very worthy endeavor. And I wish you a lot of success in that.
Thank you. And
throughout your career, you've really touched on so many aspects of the meetings industry. I mean, you worked with Marriott in the hotel industry. You've worked with the San Diego CBB. You know, currently you're in a consultant role with Two Synergize, a Simple View consulting company, really with a lot of research and technology focus. Tell me, how did you imagine your journey would sort of wind through the industry like this? Or did you even imagine you being in this industry to begin with?
You know, those are all both really great questions, Tyler. I think that, you know, when you focus your career or just focus on the day-to-day, I don't think I've ever really focused on my career per se. I really focused on the day-to-day. And in the day-to-day, when you think about, you know, hotels and convention and visitor bureaus or the meetings industry at large, there's just a lot of problems that need to be solved. And my journey has really taken me from problem to problem to really try to collaborate with people across the industry to bring insight to it, bring solutions to it, bring technology to it, to all try to solve, you know, some of our industry problems.
And how did you get in the industry to begin with?
Well, you know, I always like to say that you never say no, right? Because behind every yes is just kind of this next open door. And I had actually worked for Atari. So I'm aging you to see if you'll remember that company.
You would have been my hero way back when, definitely.
And I, you know, was going to grad school, and I was able to pick up this newly created position called an employee activities administrator. And that role for Atari was all about creating fun activities for not only the employees, but also their families. And so picnics, hot air ballooning trips, river rafting, fun runs, you name it, we created it. And so that job led me to have one of my vendors was Marriott's Great America, when Marriott had two theme parks at the time. And because of my relations there, and when Atari really laid off a good 8,000 employees across worldwide, I was part of that reduction in force. But that opportunity led me to work for the theme park. And that's where I got my start with Marriott. And from that point forward, the transitions from Marriott to the Convention and Visitors Bureau, and then into consulting and working for Destinations International, which you and I worked together on some things in the industry. You know, those were all the paths that one opportunity sort of led to the next.
And have you always been based in Southern California and San Diego? And
well, you know, in the Marriott days, it was really quite a trick to stay within the
yeah.
Southern California region and stay in California.
I was going to say, how did you manage that in this business, right?
Well, I like to say that in Marriott, I had a godfather, and my regional director of sales, who really helped to, you know, recruit individuals for the properties. His name is Warren Rello, and he was really helpful in helping me stay within the Southern California region, which is where much of my family is and where I wanted to be.
Yeah, because I mean, and I think maybe that's changing. I don't know if it is. I mean, that has been one of the biggest challenges in the hospitality and especially hotel industry is, you know, you're having to move every 3 years. And I think a lot of people in the whole talent pipeline issues we're having, a lot of people aren't willing to upset and upend their life and their family like that.
Well, in the 10 years that I was with Marriott, I was in 5 locations. So it was an every other year sort of a movement. And, you know, the hotel became your family in a lot of ways. And I have some friends still today from my Marriott days. And it was just really, really a important time to be involved in the industry. And I think that employees, associates, they look at work just a little bit differently than we did at that time. So moving around from hotel, it's just what we did.
And I forgot to even mention DI. I mean, you really have been in every aspect of the industry. Can you say, like, you had a favorite segment you were in? Do you miss one rather than over the others?
Well, you know, that's a really tough question. You know, going from hotels to the Convention and Visitor Bureau to then into, you know, I even had an opportunity to work in a convention center during my tenure at the San Diego Convention and Visitors Bureau, and then to work on behalf of the industry, right, of all destinations. That was a really fun journey, but I have to say that in my consulting and having joined the Simple View family, which is probably the best part of my career, where I have an opportunity to be really creative and really supported by a great company with Ryan George and the Simple View team. They've really been able to support us in a way we can continue to do our work, even through, you know, times like the pandemic, and still provide value to the DMO community.
I mean, and speaking of the pandemic, I guess you held on through all of that. I mean, with there must have been times during the pandemic you must have thought about hitting the parachute switch,
you know,
earlier.
Not for a second, Tyler, not for a second, because we were really busy. One of the main reasons that Ryan George and I came together in the first place was we had always had a very simpatico sort of view on the industry and really believed in adding value to and advocate for the DMO industry. So because we were very like-minded in that way, we also saw an opportunity to reinvent a booking pace report that was currently most DMOs, you know, use the TAP report that Jeff Eastman and Dr. Finich created many years ago. So we had this idea that we could reinvent what that report was all about, make it more interactive. And with Dr. Finich's support, we really created a dynamic product in what we call Future Pace. Mm-hmm. So during the pandemic, of all things, we were launching that particular product. And so my team, SimpleView, we were actually thriving during that time, because we were looking to provide opportunities for our DMOs to really look to the future, even in the middle of a crisis. So there was no rest for the weary during the pandemic.
And so, you know, having all of your experience and having worked in so many different segments of the industry, is there something that you think, you know, we need to still grow in any areas? I mean, what has changed since you began? And if you had a vision of the future for this industry, just in general, improving, what would that be?
Well, you know, I think that it always starts with the individual. It always starts with each of us. And I think that we have gone through and will continue to go through many challenges. And it's not going to just be one thing. You know, it's not going to be just climate change, right? It's going to be a multitude of things. And I think we all take the responsibility to need to prepare ourselves personally and professionally. And I have always believed that the degree of acceptance that you and I have about our circumstances and about the opportunities that are in front of us, you know, I just really believe that if you do fully accept the situation that you're in, then it gives you the ability to really open up your mind to what's possible and be flexible. And I think that, you know, it always will start with us as individuals before it will, you know, be something that the industry needs to work on.
And, you know, thanks for joining us, and thanks for everything you've done with the industry. I always just immensely enjoyed interviewing you, getting your opinions on things. As you retire, do you have any advice for someone who may just be entering the industry?
Well, I think that the only advice that I could possibly share is to be all in. You know, immerse yourself. Figure out what's going on by understanding the problems and opportunities, I think, because that's where our minds really start going, what if? So let's ask a lot of what if questions, because I think that will be our real guide to the new generation creating new opportunities.
Excellent. Well, on that note, we'll leave it at that. Thanks for joining us, Shimo.
Thank you, Tyler. I appreciate you very much.
And stay in touch, okay, with all of us. And that was Christine Shimasaki, also known as Shimo by everybody in the industry forever. And it really just a valued piece of our family fabric here in the meetings industry. I'm Tyler Davidson, Vice President and Chief Content Director of Meetings Today. Thanks for joining us for this Meetings Today podcast. And if you're interested in learning more about our podcast and hearing more, go on to meetingstoday.com to our podcast section, where you'll find a variety of interviews with thought leaders in the meetings and events industry. So thanks for joining us. And no matter what you're up to with the rest of the day, go out and make it great.